more of Patricia Raskin, Positive Living, on News Talk 630, WPRO, and 99.7 FM. To speak with Patricia and her guest, call 438-WPRO or toll free at 1-800-321-WPRO. Now, here's Patricia Raskin.
Hi, everyone. We are back and saving one of the most beautiful things for the last half hour of the program today. I'm very honored to have on the program Tina Malia. She's a singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, and recording producer. She's distinguished herself in styles ranging from pop to world devotional to electronic music. And she has worked with iconic artists such as Carlos Santana, Bonnie Raitt, Kenny Loggins, many others. And I have to tell you that one of the reasons I really wanted to interview Tina is that I am a lover of her music. I have found her music very healing, very soothing, and many of my friends that I introduce the music to, just they run out and buy it. It's just so beautiful. We're going to play you a couple of songs, just a little bit, so you'll be able to hear what I'm feeling. I mean, I felt this morning in the car I was listening, and I could just, it just felt as though the music was going into my toes. It's very beautiful and very spiritual in its impact. So welcome, Tina Malia.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Patricia. Thanks so much for having me.
All right. Where are you located, Tina? Are you out in California?
I am in California, yes. I am about an hour north of San Francisco in Sonoma County.
Oh, how beautiful, where the wine country is. How beautiful. Yeah, I'm sure that inspires you. Talk about your philosophy of offering light and kindness and joy through the music, because it really does deliver that.
Well, you know, I can't even say that that was necessarily my intention right off the bat. I would say that when I turned about 15, I started writing songs on the guitar, and it just came really natural out of me, and it has continued on through this day. But basically, music is such a powerful tool for me, and I love it so much, and it creates such a connection for me that I tend to, as a lyricist, try to match that feeling that I'm experiencing with the music. So it's just something I've always kind of written about, nature and spirituality, and that's just always been what's come through me. There's actually been, to be honest with you, there's been times in my life where I've thought, you know, I should be writing about some, you know, maybe some more political things or something that's a little bit darker or a little more intense, and it just doesn't come out of me. When I start singing, when I start writing, it's such a transformative experience for myself. So that tends to be what I write about.
Well,
so.
And you have two albums. One is called The Shores of Avalon, and then the other, what's the Natural Awakenings? Correct, Awakenings.
I have three, actually. I have Shores of Avalon, and I have The Silent Awakening, those are both in English.
Right.
Those are both original all original songs that I wrote. And then there's a third one called Jaya Bhagavan that I did with a man named Shimshai, and it's all in Sanskrit.
I've heard that one too. But what we're going to do is definitely play a cut from Silent Awakenings. And this one is called Heal This Land. And it's about healing the land.
It is. It is. It's about the land. I wrote it specifically as, you know, as a woman, and really seeing the Mother Earth as a representation of each of our bodies as women, and how we treat ourselves and how we treat the planet. So that was my inspiration for that song.
And that's what's coming up right now. And it's just so beautiful. You can hear the rhythm. And the singing is going to start very shortly. So it's about healing this land. We're going to play about maybe 45 seconds. So listen, folks. The fires are burning.
So reach for me like the petals of a rose bloom in its season, gentle and slow. My body is the mountain, the ocean, the river, the sand and the soil, the life giver. So come on now, my friend. Speak to me, help me understand. Let us walk together. Take my hand and we will heal this land.
Wow, Tina. Talk about that. Talk about that song in particular, particularly now where we do need to heal the land.
Well, you know, I start that song saying that, you know, the fires are burning, and it's just really a portrait of the time that we're in. The whole album I'm just finishing right now, another album, and it really has that kind of a theme as well, which is just, you know, taking a real look at what's happening in our world right now and what we do to the planet, in particular with that song. So, you know, that song I really wrote as an inspiration, like I said, just really seeing our bodies as the land and how we treat ourselves and how that is a representation of how we treat the planet. And yeah, there's a lot of healing that needs to be done right now. So.
Well, it's healing just listening to the music. And folks, if you get an opportunity to get the CD, and people can buy it on Amazon, correct?
Amazon, or they can just go to my website, tinamalia.com, and there's a bunch of outlets there.
Okay, tinamalia.com. I really encourage it, and it's a wonderful gift. In fact, I'm going to give two of your CDs as a gift to a friend, because I played it for my friend, and they said, wow, this is really beautiful. Where did you get this? And I thought, great gift. So let's talk about what inspires you to write a song. I mean, how does it come? Are you walking down the street? Are you in nature? Are you with a friend? I mean, how do you get inspired?
You know, it really depends. It really depends on the song. A lot of times I'll sit down and I'll really hear the music first. It actually usually as an emotion and a feeling for me. And I will really go in usually to my studio and take that feeling and try to capture it through music somehow. But sometimes it just comes like, what's that?
No, go right ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, but like the song Silent Awakening, for instance, was one I was just having lunch one day by myself, and all of a sudden I just heard the melody and I heard the lyrics and I ran home and wrote the song. And there's another song on my new album that I'm putting out that I also was a similar experience. I was just kind of hanging out and all of a sudden I heard this melody, I heard the lyric, and I just put down what I was doing and fortunately I have a recording studio at my fingertips, so I'm able to just kind of document it as it comes along these days, which is really nice. But it's not always that way.
And as you said, it depends, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, sometimes it's, as Sarah McLachlan says, it's like, you know, squeezing water from a rock sometimes to get lyrics out and to get the music out. But it's really a journey for me. Each song that I write is a very, very deeply personal experience that I go through. And I think, and I hope that's why other people experience that same level of emotion, is because anything that you're experiencing with hearing the music, I went through that same experience in writing it. So,
well, I want to talk about The Shores of Avalon, which I also love. This is the album. And in this, you use vocals, guitar, hammer, and mountain dulcimer, piano, and keyboards. You use all of those.
Yeah.
And I want to read some of the lyrics here. For the first song on this album is called The Shores of Avalon. And it says, it's so beautiful, but I'll read part of this. And I'm going to read the part that we're going to play. It says, be brave, my love, the time has come to cross the tentacle sea. The fragrant air, the apple blossoms have all been beckoning. There we'll stand, looking out upon the world that we've known. All fear will be gone when we reach the shores of Avalon. And then I would like you to explain that, but we're going to start playing it now. And Tina, just tell us, just give us a little bit as before we hear you sing. Just tell us a little bit.
That song I actually wrote about my mother's passing. I had a dream a few weeks before she passed away that I was on a boat and I had a young child with me, and the child was the boy, but... Well, it was a little boy, but it was also my mother. You know how that works in dreams.
All right, and here we go.
Okay, great.
Be brave, my love, the time has come to cross the Tintagel Sea. The fragrant air, the apple blossoms have all been beckoning, and there we'll stand looking out upon the world that we've known. All fear will be gone when we reach the shore.
Wow, Tina. All I can say is it just goes through me every time. The voice is like a nightingale, and the music is so beautiful. Now, I'm going to read the next lines here, which are, "You'll be greeted there by maidens fair with eyes of the royal sea. In the garden, they will braid your hair with violets and rosemary. And there we'll stand, looking out upon the world that we've known. All fear will be gone when we reach the shores of Avalon." And then there's another piece, and then at the end you say, and this is, I guess this is about your mother. "The other night you came to me like an angel you appeared, and we climbed the endless sky and held each other near. And there we'll stand, looking out upon the world we've known. All fear will be gone when we reach the shores of Avalon. Be brave, my love." Wow. So this could be not just for somebody who's passed over. It could be for somebody that you love who's still here.
Sure. Sure.
Mm. What, is this one of your favorites? I wanted to play this because it's one of mine.
Oh, it's definitely one of my favorites. I mean, you know, I wrote that song when I was 18, so.
Wow.
It was right, like I said, it was right before my mother passed. And honestly, it was actually before I even ever dreamt about making an album or putting it into a CD. So that song in particular was just such a very, very pure expression of that time for me, which was really beautiful, because in the dream, it was a very beautiful dream. And that's why I wanted to write a song about it, because in the dream, the child who was my mother, like I said, he was so happy. He was standing in the front of the boat, so excited to cross. Mm-hmm. And like I said, and she passed away 3 weeks later. And it was just so beautiful. It was sad and it was beautiful, and it had everything in it.
All right. You know, I would love to, Jared, I'd like to actually play another song. And let's see if we can ask Tina which one you would like to play of these two albums, The Silent Awakening, or one that you think would be really great for our listeners and has a very special message. Either that or Shores of Avalon. And just tell us which cut, and Jared will come in here and grab the CD and we'll find it.
Let's play All Roads from Silent Awakening. It's track number 4.
Track number 4. Okay. We will take a look at that. And let's see if I can find the words here. Track number 4 in Silent Awakening. So let me start to read that and we'll start to play it. Oh, wait a minute. Silent Awakening. I'm not sure that's track number 4. Track number 3. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
No,
that's all right. Okay. This is the round of one heart starting to hear. This is the sound of faith stepping out of fear. Boy, this is good for us in times of fear. The journey of one soul passage through time. And this is the one lone dreamer learning to fly. Okay, Jared, whenever you're ready, and if the music starts, then Tina, we can. Number 3, All Roads. All right. Again, this is the sound of one heart starting to hear. This is the sound of faith stepping out of fear. The journey of one soul passage through time. And this is the one loner dreamer learning to fly. All right. This is very good for those of us who have fear. Here we go.
This is the sound of one heart starting to hear. This is the sound of faith, stepping out of fear. Oh, the journey of one soul's passage through time. And oh, this is one lone dreamer learning to fly.
All right. Beautiful song. Tell us about this and how this originated and the purpose of this song.
Well, the chorus, All Roads, just, it has this implication to me of really having acceptance of anybody's spiritual path. I have been accused of being a spiritual window shopper when in reality I just have had a great appetite for all kinds of spirituality. And so I never really locked into one thing, but I, you know, have dabbled and been interested in everything from Buddhism to Hinduism, paganism, Christianity, and as far as I could go, you know, with as many different traditions. But in the end of the day, they are all the same to me. They all feel the same, and particularly with music as an avenue of expressing that. So that's kind of what that song is about, of just feeling that longing, feeling that hope, feeling that desire for connection and that desire to have a sense of spirituality, and then and knowing that really wherever and however you walk, you're walking that. You are walking that, because it's all roads. It's all the same. That's my personal philosophy, of course.
Wow, that's beautiful. And before we close, we're going to come back with you again before we close. But and this is the sound of a prayer you write, on its way to the sun, calling all the children to gather as one. And I can see us there as clear as the blue. And this is one small part, and this is my gift to you. So again, it's healing. Beautiful. All right, we're going to take a break. Again, log on to Tina Malia. MALIA.com, and do order these beautiful CDs. Again, one is Silent Awakening, and the other one is Shores of Avalon. And you're listening to Patricia Raskin, Positive Living, right here on News Talk 630 WPRO on 99.7 FM, and on the web at 630WPRO.com. And I'm holding up Tina Malia's beautiful CD right here on the webcam, and I will hold up the other one as well. All right, folks, stay tuned. You can call us after the break, which is 438-9776 or 800-321-9776. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Hi, everyone. We are back. You are listening to Patricia Raskin, Positive Living, right here on News Talk 630 WPRO on 99.7 FM. And on the web at 630WPRO.com. And I have the honor to be interviewing Tina Malia, singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, and recording producer. She's worked with such iconic artists as Carlos Santana, Bonnie Raitt, Kenny Loggins, and many others. And we're talking about her music, which is, to me, is the epitome of kindness and joy and light and healing on the planet. I'm holding up in the webcam here, for those of you on the webcam, one of her albums, which is Silent Awakening. And then I'm also holding up another one, which is Shores of Avalon. And we're going to play another song for you. I found Tina through her music. And then I got online and said, I have to find this incredible artist and interview her, because she's done so much healing for me personally just through this beautiful music. So welcome back, Tina.
Hi, thanks,
Patricia. I know that you that most of your performances are on the West Coast. But, you know, let me know when you're coming to the East Coast so I can let everybody know. And your performances are also on TinaMalia.com. And all of her CDs, you can buy them right on her website, TinaMalia.com, N-I-L-I-A. Okay, we're going to play one more from Shores of Avalon. It's the last cut on the album, and it's called Walking Home. And I want to read some of it. Climb any mountain, cross every sea, till you find your way home to me. Climb any mountain, cross any sea, till you find your way home to me. Our faith will be a lantern I hold in my hand to light your way across these desert lands. Our faith will be a lantern I hold in my hand to light your way across these desert lands. Is this a love song? If you can start playing.
They're
it,
all love songs, Patricia. They're all love songs. What can I say? I figure, you know, it's so intense to be a human on planet Earth, and particularly right now. And I just feel like it's my personal mission to create a space for people to just relax into emotionally, to be able to just feel held for a minute with music. That's just what I do. It's what I love to do.
It is. It's so beautiful. And some other lyrics from this song, Walking Home. I pray for love to guide you on the road you walk upon. I pray for love to lift you up to the place where you belong. And I pray for you to know, as I am in this world, you will never walk alone. So beautiful. Are we finding it, Jared? Oh, for some reason, it's not playing. But you know what? That's okay. We can play another song. But this is really beautiful about walking home. So if you find another one, Jared, we'll just go with it and play it and see what it is. Anyway, that was the last one here on the album of Shores of Avalon. But you have other ones called Circle of Stones and Lullaby. And again, folks, do log on to TinaMalia.com for her beautiful albums, Silent Awakening and Shores of Avalon. Is this the last one? Okay. This may be Shores of Avalon again, which is so beautiful. So we're gonna close with that. And this is where you talk about Be Brave, My Love. And we'll play this part again. All right, here we go, folks.
Be brave, my love. The time has come to cross the Tintagel Sea. The fragrant air, the have all been beckoning, and there we'll stand, looking out upon the world that we've known. All fear will be...
Beautiful. Tina, thank you so much for being on the radio program with me today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Patricia.
Yeah. Any closing thoughts for our audience, our listeners?
Oh, I just, I hope you all enjoy your beautiful Sunday, and I look forward to seeing you in person.
Thank you so much. Stay on the line. TinaMalia.com, beautiful healing music. And do get it so you can listen to that last piece, which is about healing the land, and it's just so beautiful, all of her songs.
Oh, the journey of one soul's passage through time and all. Oh,